DJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It is 77 degrees and wet here at 5 o'clock. I'm Levon Putney. Another round of storms pushing through this afternoon. Parts of North Jersey got hit earlier with heavy rains, and for northern Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and southeastern Huntington counties, still under a flash flood warning for about another 30 minutes, but yet and still, flash flood warnings don't mean a thing when you have a lot of people out there stuck in traffic like we've been hearing from all these calls that we've been getting the last hour or so. Well, a former Hudson County Parks Director is the last man to plead guilty in a federal bribery case.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 59-year-old Russell Falacara accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and kickbacks as a contractor secured more than $5 million in Hudson County Park contracts. The conspiracy involved more than $1.5 million in bribes over 6 years. In 2005, Falacara pleaded guilty to racketeering charges after federal prosecutors said he was extorting companies on behalf of the Genovese crime family. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife, Nadine Menendez, is scheduled to report to prison tomorrow after a federal judge denied a request to delay the sentence to keep up breast cancer treatment, siding with prosecutors who said she can still get treatment behind bars. Now, whales usually get hit by boats, but a bit of a turnabout Sunday when a whale rammed a Carteret fireboat patrolling Raritan Bay.
We were doing about maybe 7 or 8 knots, and all of a sudden there was this loud bang.
That was Carteret Fire Chief Eric Wall saying he went below to check and saw a hole in the rear wall. And so the firefighters put out a distress call, grabbed their stuff, and ended up in the water until nearby boats scooped them out. Nobody hurt, all but that fireboat. It sank. Now to the Ace Home Improvements Business Report. Well, new government numbers show jet fuel 84% more expensive than a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow closed 0.25% higher. Now, is your home ready for a makeover? Well, Ace Home Improvements has been delivering top-quality siding, windows, roofing, doors, and more for over 72 years. Visit acehomenj.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Be careful out there. Scattered thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rain will be with us through this evening. Watch out for big, deep puddles, also known as flooding. Gusty winds, low visibility, low traction, dangerous lightning, also all in play through part of this evening, too. It is going to stay sticky overnight, even as our storms exit. Lows only fall into the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, pretty steamy, highs near 90, mostly cloudy skies. And there's a chance of a quick late-day shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. I don't think they'll be as impactful as today. Saturday turns more comfortable. Clouds and sun. Some rain may clip the state Saturday afternoon. Highs come back down to the 80s. And then Sunday looks like a very nice day. Partly sunny and breezy. Highs around 80 to 85 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
It is 81 in Ocean City now, 77 in Patterson, 75 degrees in Toms River. Traffic and weather brought to you by D'Agostino & Associates. Seriously injured? Get the justice you deserve. Call the team at D'Agostino & Associates, 1-800-BITE-BACK. That's also 1-800-248-3222. They've got offices throughout New Jersey. D'Agostino Law, bite back. Figuratively, not literally. You'd need more attorneys for that. Next update at 5:30. Breaking news every time it breaks. Now, back to the conversation with Dominski and more.